The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
It's another episode of DBB. And welcome back to DBB for the first time in about a month. My apologies it has taken so long, but I am your host, John Russell, and we are back to talk about all things behind the scenes and what's going on here at Dream Realm Enterprises. So, we are actually working on a few things. We're still in the midst of editing book 4 of Magic Monsters and Mayhem. That may take a few months because it's quite an involved production, of course. But we are planning to get all the episodes edited and finished before we start releasing them. That way I can just release them weekly as they, you know, go out, and there won't be any delays. So that's the plan. That's how we're working it, and we are working on it. So, slow but sure, it's coming along. But we're also working on the new season of Robots of the Company, which is season 13. And that's coming along, too, because most of the recording is done for episode 1, which will be the holiday special this year, which will come out sometime within a week or two before Christmas. And that will be an episode currently titled, and this is a working title, but it probably will be the title. It's called Lost on Santacon Day. And I can't tell you too much about it yet, but the series is going to kind of take a new turn. It's going to go in a different direction a little bit. And I thought coming back that's probably what we needed to do was do something different, because it you know, we couldn't do it exactly the way that it was because we don't have all of the cast members we used to have, so we wouldn't have all the characters. I did not want to recast characters like Zimtron and so forth mostly out of respect for our good friend Jeff Niles and, of course, Victor Aurelius. I didn't want to recast Crusher or any of those characters that he played either. Mostly out of respect for those guys, and I just don't know how you would replace those guys. I don't know how you would replace them. They were so iconic in their roles, especially Jeff with Zimtron and Dr. Philbot, etc. There's no way in the world that I could get anybody else to play those characters in this series, you know, to pick up where they left off and even think that it would be anything like the performances that we got. And I'm not going to say that it didn't cross my mind once or twice, because I know Jeff always had this saying of the show must go on. And I have had to recast a few characters along the way that Jeff played in other shows like Magic Monsters and Mayhem. I did have to recast Waldo because the character Waldo was so important to the story. And of course those episodes had been written as well. So Jeff didn't get to finish, you know, performing the character for those last few episodes that he was in. So there was just no logical, reasonable way of writing the character out. You know, it didn't make any sense for Waldo to disappear. So I think Jeff would certainly understand that, you know, I recast that character. Obviously, in Doctor Who, you know, we recast there, but with Doctor Who, you know, it kind of makes sense because, you know, that character is always regenerating after, you know, so many years. So eventually, you know, Jeff probably would have relinquished the role and it would have went to someone else. So with that one, it certainly made sense. With Waldo, it, you know, it there was just no other way. It was such an integral part. You know, that character was such an integral part of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem. So, but the episodes that Jeff had recorded for Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem Book 4, you're going to get to hear Jeff as Waldo. So it's not like I'm going to just, you know, start over. You'll get to hear what he actually did record, and then, you know, the new actor will take over from there. So it's all recorded. It's all been done. But with Zimtron and Dr. Philbot, et cetera, et cetera, in robots, it didn't make any sense. You know, Jeff did actually have one episode to record when he went into the hospital before he passed away for Zimtron and Dr. Philbot, and didn't get to record those. But I did do a quick rewrite on that, which you guys heard, you know, a couple years ago. So there was, you know, it was a little bit easier to rewrite that and make it, you know, find a way to make it make some kind of sense. It may have been a bit of a mess at the time. I don't know. But, you know, we did the best we could on that. And so we did shift gears on that. But I didn't recast, you know, anybody. In that last big story that we did before, you know, we finished that season. But starting the new season, and I've taken a couple years to think about it, to try and figure out what we can do to keep robots fresh and to keep, you know, to keep it going, to keep it. Jeff would have wanted it to keep going. And the cast that we still have definitely wanted to keep it going. So we all did. We all wanted it to keep going. And the audience, I think, is still there for it. I think you guys wanted to hear more from the bots. And so, you know, and the possibilities for storylines are just endless with the bots. And it just takes a little bit of figuring out what to do with the characters and to bring in new characters and so forth and, you know, bring in new blood. So that's kind of what's going on. We're taking the show in a slightly different direction. You know, every few years we do that anyway. It just makes sense to do so because change equals longevity in a series, especially a series like this. It's sci-fi comedy. There is a sort of formula to it, but at the same time, you can't just lean on that formula all the time. You kind of have to play with it a little bit and do something different now and again to keep it interesting, especially for the audience, because it would get stale if we did, you know, if it never changed. It had always been on the Titan One as it originally was and remained exactly as it was in season, you know, the first couple seasons. It wouldn't have run this long. You know, here we are working on season 13. It's been nearly, I think, 17 years since 2005, so you do the math. early 2005, we started with Robots of the Company, and it's coming up on maybe 18 years, so yeah, it's been a while. It'll be 18th anniversary next March, I believe it is. So to keep it fresh and to keep it going, we, you know, had to change along the way. And so it has. It's changed many times, and there's been a lot of characters coming and going. There's still kind of that core. There's, you know, still Putch and Briscoe and GD and, you know, a few others. GD left for a while, and he's come back. And, you know, certain characters have left and come back. Even Briscoe left for a brief time and came back. But that's just to keep things fresh, you know. There are certain ones that I can't imagine not having. you know, if Joe decided he didn't want to do Putch anymore, That might be the end of the series. I don't know, because Putch has kind of always been the focus of the series. He may not be the main, the only focus, but he's kind of, he's always there. If you could, I guess you could say it's his show, but it's also always been an ensemble. Briscoe's pretty integral to it because everybody loves Briscoe. He ends up being everybody's favorite character. And, it's obvious to know why. It comes down to the character and the nature of the character and, of course, Kyle's performance. So there's just certain characters that it would be tough to do without, And we have, Squeak comes and goes, and some of our villains as well, like Dr. Grease Monkey, once in a while will pop up, and he, she, or whatever comes back, and Sally plays that to the hilt. And so there's just certain staples of the series that it would be tough to do without. For the longest time, I kind of thought, I don't know if we could do this without Zimtron. And it's difficult, I will admit. It's taken me 2 years to kind of get into a mode where I could start thinking of doing it without Jeff and Zimtron. And that loss is still felt because it does feel weird doing it without Zimtron, especially, without Jeff, especially. it's a bit of an oddity. I didn't think I could do the series without him, but again, I always hear him in the back of my mind saying, it must go on. It must go on. It can't, you can do it. It's a little show that could. That's what he always said. It's a little show that could. And, so even when you think it's done, it's a little show that could. And that's what Jeff always said. So, yeah, it's a little show that can, and it still does. It still works. And the new ideas that I've had, I think, are going to breathe some new life into it. So the things that you're going to see over the next few months or hear, I think you're going to enjoy, and I think you're going to see that it does still have life, even without our buddies, Jeff and Vic. Their presence is still going to be felt. There're going to be nods to them off and on. There always will be. And, we're never going to forget. We'll always remember Jeff and Vic and the characters they played. So they're always going to be with us in one way or another, certainly in spirit. So, this is for them as much as anybody else. So this is for you guys, wherever you are. Hopefully you get to hear what we do and you approve. So, and I think they will. I think they will. I can feel, I can kind of feel their energy, their presence, whatever you want to call it. I can feel their influence, certainly, whenever I write. And so you'll probably hear them in other characters too, in some ways, because the dynamic that worked isn't going to completely disappear. So it may be with new characters, but it's still the essence of it, the spirit of it, their spirits. Yeah, it's going to be in there. So I think that's important. I think that's important. I think it'll be good. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. I'm also thinking about, and I don't know how this is going to go, but, we've never been exactly the type of production company that's done a lot of what you would call horror kind of stuff. It's not for the lack of trying. We've had a few stories along the way, like in Showcase, that you could kind of say tinge. They're tinged with horror. They're ghosts. We've done some ghost stories and so forth. But I want to try and do a horror anthology series, so I'm thinking very much of doing that. So you may actually hear something in the next several weeks with that horror theme and that genre. So keep an ear out for that. Keep an eye out for that. I'm thinking of doing a little something that might even be an exclusive to our YouTube channel. So if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, which is JPR Guy, is what the channel is called, and which is where you'll find all things DRE, etc. Everything that I produce, certainly, it's got my fingers on it, it goes up on that channel. So there are going to be some exclusives there, and there might be one or two exclusives there now, so you should check that out and subscribe. We are trying to grow the channel. It's a very slow process. It's very tough to do, especially when it's audio only and there are no real pictures to speak of. It's kind of difficult, I suppose, but other people do it and seem to be having some success, so I don't see why we couldn't. I don't know where to promote it except for here and on Twitter and what have you. So, but, you know, we're doing our best. So pass the word on, would you? And suggest it to your friends and say, hey, subscribe to this channel. You might enjoy it. Just hear what they have to offer. And with some exclusives, maybe we can grow it even more. So, yeah, keep an eye on the channel. You might be surprised. And if you can't find it, you'll find a link on our website, dreamrealmsite.com. There's a link to the YouTube channel on the front page there. Just scroll down the main page. You'll find it. All right, guys. That's going to be it for this time. We will be back real soon to talk more about what's going on behind the scenes. I only do this when I have something to really report and talk about. And I've been doing other things. Of course, I've got my classic Doctor Who podcast called Q Who, which I've been doing a lot lately. I don't know if that appeals to a lot of people or not, but I enjoy it. It's just a discussion of classic Doctor Who and reviewing various things like Blu-rays and audiobooks and et cetera, et cetera. So if you enjoy classic Doctor Who, give it a listen. You might enjoy it. I don't know. Just me rambling on. You people seem to enjoy me rambling on here on DBB. So why not on Q Who? Give it a chance. But please do subscribe to the YouTube channel and keep listening. More stuff's coming. We're going to have a lot of great stuff in the new year, but we're not done this year, so you're going to get to hear a few good things in over the next couple of months as we head towards the end of 2022. So until next time, guys, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2022, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. Always warping to new dimensions.